This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Ola, if you would like to be a contestant, Eric on the line playing for Team Not Sober. And Eric, you are on question two.
Quick side note, Miles, the bass player in ZZ Top is Dusty Hill.
Dusty Hill.
And people are killing me because, A, he's a bass player. His last name is Hill. They feel I should know this.
I thought I might have said it in a certain way, but not
but I didn't know
correctly.
If you were right.
I didn't
You didn't say it convincingly.
I didn't.
Yeah.
And
so that's your fault.
There's only three of them.
All right. Here is your next question. If cats are feline and dogs are canine, what are bears?
Banine.
Hold on. What are bears?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy bear.
Wait, but say that again. Dogs are canine.
Cats are feline.
So bears are.
And there's bovine, all the rest of those. Bears
are carnivores.
Bearvine.
Ursine.
Ursine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said it like that. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
wait,
no,
wait,
I can
wait,
tell.
Wait. Ursine?
Yeah. U-R-S-I-N-E. Ursine. Means bear-like.
Oh, like
feline
Ursa.
Is cat.
Like Ursa.
Like Ursa Major.
Oh, all right. No, I understand. Mm-hmm. I put the dots together there, weirdly.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the little dot over a lowercase I or J?
That would be the I dot.
That's a jihad right there.
It's a tittle.
A tittle.
Tittle.
Oh. A wink.
Mm-hmm.
And in Spanish, theirs is a tilde.
Tilde? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Tilde. They say tilde, we make it funny.
And dot all their lowercase J's.
My name is Jody, and I put a star over my eye.
I put a tittle there.
Sometimes I heart. Question four, Eric.
What is the world's Ready? Most popular first name?
Muhammad.
Oh, nice work, my man. Nice work. All right, the game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Ola. Shane, you sober, not sober?
Buzz.
You're buzzed.
Yeah.
What are you buzzed on there, Shane?
Oh, a little IPA.
All right.
Yeah.
Men's room poll. Are you going to eat a burger made of bald eagle, a burger made from your pet, or a burger made from a person you have not met?
I'll do a person that I haven't met.
All right.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
Okay, Shane.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
Nah.
I'm right there with you, man. All right. Where on your wardrobe would you find an aglet?
On the dresser. I don't know.
Where? Is that the thing on your shoestring?
Yeah, the plastic cap on your shoe rope.
Thank you.
Who's in the background, Shane? Tell him to shut up.
Oh, gas station guy.
Yeah, don't tell him that.
Yeah.
Might jump over with a baseball bat and take care of Shane.
All right, Shane. What kind of alcohol did they use in thermometers instead of mercury in the 1600s?
One more time. I'm sorry.
That's all I got to shut up. What kind of alcohol did they use inside of thermometers instead of mercury in the 1600s?
Alcohol?
Yeah, it's a booze.
Whiskey.
Wine? Absinthe.
Brandy.
Brandy. So something's got a C, right?
Are you driving?
No.
Okay.
Hey, you just got back in.
Yep. An old lady's driving.
Here's your question. Which ape has the record for the quickest sexual intercourse? It averages 3 seconds. I don't feel so bad anymore.
Wow.
The chimpanzee.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Why do you think they're so bitter? They say they're the angriest ape out there. Now I get it. Like 3 seconds and it's over.
That's why they rip your penises off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Done.
Yep.
Yeah, use that thing more than 3 seconds. I'm taking it.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Carter. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Carter. Hola.
Carter, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Carter, welcome to the show. Carter, you got to pick one here to eat. A burger made of bald eagle, a burger made from your pet, or a burger made from a person that you have not met?
I'm going to go with the person I've never met.
Person you've never met, now in the lead. Staggering.
I don't think so.
I do.
It's because you don't have any, nothing cannibalistic about you.
I guess not. Well,
you're lacking in your cannibal urges,
yeah,
man.
I mean, I got cannibal urges, but not like that.
No, I do. I prefer people I do know.
I like them alive.
Sushi style.
Exactly.
Mm. All right. Paper money. It's 25% linen fibers and 75% what?
Trees. Wood.
Cotton.
Did not know that.
All right, your question. What does VHS stand for?
No, I've got no clue.
Let me think here. VHS, video.
Video home system?
Yeah. Yep. That it?
That's it.
Okay.
All right, your question. Where did the search engine Google get its name from?
From
the word doodle? From the number Google, which is a one with 100 zeros on it.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's like your booty.
No idea.
Google's named after Google. All right, multiple choice. Which animal can go the longest without water? The camel, the lion, or the giraffe?
Lion.
I'm going to go giraffe.
Giraffe.
Lion would be the worst guess.
Yeah. They're always down there at the water drinking.
They all get along there, though. You know what I mean? Like, they're always hunting each other, whatever. But you got to get the idea that, like, when they go to the watering hole, it's like we're all friends for, like, at least
for
5-10 minutes. They get their drinks. And then as soon as they wander off, they're enemies again.
I don't know, man. I think lions like to attack things down by the water hole.
Okay.
Well, same as crocodiles. Like, well, crocodiles for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. I've seen videos where, like, the elephants and the lions are side by side. There's a little distance. But the cubs are playing with the baby elephants, and essentially elephants are learning how to defend themselves. The cubs are learning how to hunt. And the mamas from both are keeping a watchful eye, but there's no, like, everyone's drinking. It's agreed we'll drink. The babies are playing, learning their stuff, and, like, they were cool.
It's an uneasy truce.
I think uneasy is the word.
Without beer.
All right. Let's see. That's what they need. That's what they need. All right. Here is your question. What are the names of the two dwarves whose names do not end with the letter Y?
Bashful.
That's one.
And I don't know the other one.
Doc?
Doc. Bashful and Doc.
All right, Carter, question 7.
Is there a droopy?
Dopey.
Dopey. Droopy. I mean, it depends on the humidity, I think.
It's droopy.
You know.
Right. How hot is it?
Are they swinging low?
All right. Droopy.
What's that line in the sand?
God, droopy was here. They called me droopy today. So hot and humid here.
Where would you find the smallest bone in your body?
Oh, depends on the dude.
Hi, I'm Droopy.
I'm going to go with your ear.
All right, Carter. Nice job. I never would have got that.
Okay. Really?
Your ear. The smallest bone on your body?
Yeah.
I figured it'd be somewhere in your foot.
Nah, it's just itty bitty teeny tiny. Droopy.
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 Yeah, man.
Everybody needs a shirt at the old folks' home. It just says Droopy on it.
Droopy. The original door. Droopy.
Grandma's got a new boyfriend. It's Droopy.
Ashy.
I'm Droopy.
Ashy. You always knew Ashy.
Can I come to your house and eat? I'm Droopy. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Droopy would have lotion on him for Ashy.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Ashy. You look like you're eating powdered donuts, bro.
Droopy would also have, like, one of those open sores. It looks like, you know, like blood's coming out of it all the time. It's like a patch, but it's, you know, it's really just an open sore.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Ola!
Ola!
Katie, you're sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Katie, welcome to the show.
Sober.
Katie, our Men's Room poll, eat one. A burger made of bald eagle. A burger made from your pet or a burger made from another person you haven't met yet?
I'm going to go with the Bald Eagle Burger.
All right, Bald Eagle Burger. You want bacon on that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Ain't no eagle like bacon-covered eagle. All right, here is your question. Nairobi is the capital of what country?
I know this.
What's the country you made up?
Algonia.
Algonia, yeah.
Rwanda?
Kenya. Kenya, guess the right answer?
Nope.
Don't laugh at that. It was not laugh worthy. I felt bad saying
it. Wasn't a fake laugh,
I just
though.
Felt compelled.
That wasn't a real laugh.
I hope
fake
not.
Laugh.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. How many squares are on a chessboard? 36, 49, 64, or 81?
36?
81.
64.
64.
Ah, like the old NCAA tournament.
Exactly. That's how you remember.
Yeah. But now we got, what, 68 teams?
Yeah, 68.
Yeah.
All right, there, Katie. Your question, what language has the most words? Has about 1 million words in the language.
English?
Oh, I was going to say Chinese.
No, English.
Get out of here.
Listen, part of the reason English is so hard for other people to learn is that we have so many words that mean the same thing. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, for every word we have, there's like five other words that mean exactly the same thing.
I thought we didn't use that many.
I don't know that we all use that many, but there are a million available for us to use.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new biggest dummy of all time. That would be Josh. Took him 20 questions to get one right, and he was playing for Team Sober, and that, honest to God, happened today. Still to come, Noah Sherlock is coming up. We've got the head chef in the house as well. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most famous fast food flops of all time. And yes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. That's all on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The most famous fast food flops of all times coming up. The return of No S. Sherlock is on the way as well. First time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Hello, guys. My husband and I are big fans of the show, and I would love to wish my husband a happy 25th birthday. How about a barber shop quartet fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Sarah.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Hello, fellas. Can you please give my husband, Scott Mullins, a birthday shout-out on the show? He is a big fan. He is going to be a first-time dad at the end of this month, and I would really appreciate it if you guys could please let him know he's going to be an amazing dad and give him a special shout-out. Maybe even toss in a little dirty German action. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. That from the lovely Brandy.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will write the letters M and W on my ass. So when I'm on my back, it will say, wow. When I'm on my front, it will say, mom.
Yeah, I heard you're having a baby. I hope you have a photographic memory so you remember what that city used to look like.
Yeah, it will look like Dizzy Gillespie is about to blow on the trumpet.
Shoot. Gentlemen, my boyfriend Jamie's birthday is today. Please feel free to make fun of his girly name in German if you can. Just give him some turtle sex if not. How about a little turtle sex for Ashley and then some dirty German guys making fun of his name, which is Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie, I don't mind the girly name, but you'll be very sticky when we are done.
Yeah, you have such girly name. I'll be like Roadrunner and go visit your valley. Meet me.
What did you say?
Yeah, he's like woman. So, like Roadrunner, I go visit his valley. Meet me.
Guys,
we don't have Looney Tunes in Germany?
Oh, no. Hoping you guys can give a birthday shout-out to my boyfriend, Dustin Erickson. Happy birthday, buddy. Thanks for being a good friend. Can he get a giant bong hit, followed by a what the F is that, bro? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great show. Love you. That from Brian. Old bitches and wobbin, my beautiful and talented niece April turns 28, and since she's only one hairball away from becoming a crazy cat lady, I would like to request the dirty, dirty Germans talking about cats.
Yeah, what can you say about pussy cats? Personally, I like their whiskers.
Yeah, first of all, April, I want to play in your sewer. Next, I hope you don't cough on the hairball.
Hello, gentlemen and women. It's my amazing husband, Steven's 30th birthday. He's the hardest working construction lead and commercial fisherman I know. Could you please give him some dirty Germans? I love you, handsome and husband, or I love you, handsome husband man. Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Kara. Kara something.
Yeah, for your birthday, we'll go to Hawaii and get laid.
Yeah, and after that, we'll both take turns having fun with your wife in the ball pit.
Bitches, can I please get a birthday shout out to my wonderful wife, Kristen? Her 51st trip around the sun is today. Can she get a huge, big old bong hit and maybe some nasty, nasty Germans? It is National Be Nasty Day, so late on her, guys, because I am. That from Steve.
Yeah, if I could change the order of the alphabet, I would put you in front of D.
Yeah, I heard it's your 51st birthday, so that's one over the hill. Now let's do it granny style. It involves a lot of applesauce.
Soft foods.
Soft-boiled eggs.
Bitches, today I'm double 30, 30, 60. Would you please do the birthday song as well as maybe a Geez Louise and a Your Penis Is Too Small? Hang in there, bitches. You make my days worthwhile. Oh, Christ, oh. Really?
There is a fire alarm.
Uh-oh.
There is a fire in the building.
Oh, no, is a fire alarm like, are we going to die? Like, do we have to leave? How do we judge this? We always ask the same question. Well, first of all,
well,
you know
we can't just leave.
Excuse me, we have a show to do, so please continue.
Let's just do the birthday song. Ready to go
see
here?
If we can get this guy to be dirty with
here
us.
Here we go. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, it is hot. It's a fire.
This guy doesn't sound like he's got any urgency. Now, if we die on the air, just remember when they play this on the local news, we are the ones who said, like, should we go? Listen to the DJs.
The burning refuse you feel to leave is the not studio. Fire.
All of them burned in a terrible fire. But listen, as they don't care and just want to sing a birthday song.
We are like the band on the Titanic.
Right, man, we don't stupid. Care. Here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. You bitches, we're gonna
Y'all's
die.
Y'all's are Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
And they still made sure they got the sponsorship in, and they didn't even care that the flames were burning. Still to come, the return of Noah Sherlock. Will drink and toast with a shout of the day one last time for our life. But first, the head.
Time to open
house.
Wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Fire in the kitchen, fire in the kitchen. Sorry, the studio audience is
very
a little concerned.
Very
yeah,
last
I was going to say, on the potatoes. Real, we should make sure there's not a fire in this building. We're all here. Somebody want to come down?
Just, if you're listening to us in the machine in San Diego, it's been a short run. We appreciate it.
Is everyone leaving?
Like, yes! Out the show. Oh, yeah. They're definitely getting the hell out of there. Oh, look. Yeah, they're looking at us like, what do you want me to
John,
do? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want me
come
to
on,
do?
Come on.
Is there a fire?
Oh, he's leaving.
No, he's leaving. You really are leaving, right? I know they are, but
explain yourselves.
I hear that, but what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to catch on fire or what?
There's a fire on the 20th floor.
There is a fire on the
That's
floor.
Above us.
That's above us, so you're safe. We can escape.
Are you sure we're safe?
Wait. No, I'm leaving.
You are leaving. You're okay. Really leaving.
There you go.
And there's a fire on the 20th floor.
For real?
You've got to be kidding me. Okay, I have to admit, I've been in radio for a long time. Have you ever been in a place where the place got on fire before? This is definitely
not in the radio,
this
no.
Robin, have you ever been in a place that caught on fire? I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to do.
No. Well, the next commercial break. My ass is going downstairs.
Yeah, we are. We've got a couple minutes. We're going to check it out.
We're a little busy right now. It was bad timing.
All right. Okay. Anyway, I'm
it'll
just
be
glad
fine.
You're here.
Yeah.
It's getting warm
it'll
in
fine.
Here. Like, yeah, everyone's is, leaving.
Is. Yeah, no.
Like, we literally watched every coworker we have leave. Even Alaska. No, you're safe.
And we,
but I'm leaving.
And you can hear right before they die, they're laughing about it.
So much got today, Ted.
Last segment ever. I thought maybe I don't know if I want to talk about fast food. Let me tell you guys about life.
All right, what have you learned? This is it. It's our last segment ever. Look, these serious are walking back. You know, like they're going to kick us out of here. You can't stop this train. This is nail biting. Do you realize the ratings we are getting right now?
People listen to anything when they think you're going to die.
Yeah, they just hope it really happens this time.
I don't know. Can't tell if Mike's having fun or that's just a nervous laugh. Yeah. So, sometimes in fast food, there's... Is everybody leaving?
They are really leaving. Oh, no.
All right. So sometimes in fast food, there is some flops. So these are some of the biggest... fast food flops of all time.
Okay. This is important stuff. Right?
First of all,
important thing I can think of right now.
Thank you, so nondescript. There's a fire on 24.
You're safe, but I'm leaving.
So McDonald's had one called Golden Grill.
Golden Grill.
It's not a grill for your teeth made out of gold.
So like for golden girls?
No.
This meat is over 75 years old.
I don't know if I remember that.
It was canceled in the 60s.
Okay, that's why.
But basically, it's just pineapple on a cheeseburger.
Oh, come on.
Oh, so they're trying to do Hawaiian pizza.
Why would they even think that's okay?
This one was never in the States. It was sold in Norway, but it was called the McAfrica.
Oh, no.
No, don't.
Oh, no.
They canceled this in 2002. Pretty recent. It was pita bread burger sold in Norway. I don't know what the pita bread make it from Africa.
The McAfrica?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's our first chicken sandwich.
You guys remember the McStuffins?
The Mc what? No.
McStuffins. It's basically like a hot packet.
You're just thinking about the fire. Your mind right now is on the fire. So is mine.
He said, don't worry, it's on 24th floor. All right.
Yeah, no.
Just the McStuffins. What is this? Was also my porn name. Was canceled in night. Oh, McStuffins is on set.
Do you know there's a kid's show called Doc McStuffins?
Oh, Jesus. Dude,
oh, honest to God, there is.
McStuffins.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, my God.
The McStuffins was canceled. In 1993, it was French bread stuffed with pepperoni and teriyaki chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. We're really going down the goddamn stairs.
That's not good, man. That's below us.
I know, that is.
Wait, what's below us?
No, it's above us.
The fire's above us.
24.
I'm like, excuse me, we have a show to do? Continue?
Yeah.
Just hold on. Let us listen to the fire. Everybody's got to hear this, so if they die, we know how we
do. Because if he starts there, like, it's on the 19th floor, like, you know, things are different.
Mm-hmm. Then we have a problem. But they just shut the elevators down?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a fire. You can't use elevators.
Can you guys
been in one?
Focus? No, I want to know what's in the sauce on the McAfrica. Come on.
Here we go. We're back to McAfrica.
You got this.
All right. Fish McBites.
Oh, I'm so bad they got rid of those.
Canceled in 2013. They're exactly what you think they are.
The bites
fish nuggets.
They don't want your fish.
Mm-hmm. Fish nuggets also sounds like code word.
Yeah. I'm getting them fish nuggets tonight, girl.
Miles, you mentioned it earlier, the McDLT. Canceled in 1991. Right. It kept lettuce and tomato in a separate container to maximize freshness.
Yep.
Freshness.
Freshness.
Okay. Somewhere between freshness and Christmas, there's freshness.
Right.
Was it Mighty Mouse? No, they were Mighty Wings.
Oh.
Those were canceled in 2003. Basically, they were just too spicy and expensive.
Okay.
So people didn't go. And I still think a lot of places try it, but I think for chicken wings, you're generally going to go to a bar.
I would agree.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right, Taco Bell. Do you remember the waffle taco?
Was that a breakfast thing with eggs and bacon in the back?
Yeah, but the whole shell was just a waffle.
Right.
That was canceled in 2013, replaced by a biscuit taco. But Taco Bell is also back in 2018 with the eggshell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw a commercial for that.
It just looks like one fried egg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Taco Bell for a while also, this was canceled in the 80s, but they had the seafood salad. Taco salad with whitefish, shrimp, and snow crab.
And Taco Bell, no offense, I'll pass. Delicious. By the way, would you trust an egg that retains its shape as a taco shell? Right? Through the entire time you eat, I understand what a fried egg does, but I mean, if I can physically hold this thing and mow down an entire taco, and the egg kind of keeps its shape, man. I just, what bird lays that egg?
Maybe I don't know.
Is that probably made rubber chicken?
I do think at fast foods, there are some liberties with eggs.
There have to be.
Yeah.
Because their eggs do things that no one can recreate at home ever.
Yeah. This one actually sounds kind of awesome. Burger King. They have the burger shots. They say it's a six-pack of little mini sliders.
I'm down with that.
They shouldn't have canceled that.
Yeah. They just said the sliders weren't as popular. But in their defense, they canceled that in 2004. We all know sliders are super popular now, and everybody loves them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, if they maybe bring them back.
You're hoping they're listening to it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one's fun to say at Burger King. The Egg-normous Omelet Sandwich. Discontinued due to health concerns.
People don't like their eggs.
Health concerns.
Yeah, I guess it packed 330 milligrams of cholesterol and 1,940 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, my God. That'll kill you.
Health concern.
Do we know what's going on in the hallway yet, by the way? Anybody know?
No, because everybody's gone, man.
Weird.
Dairy Queen. They discontinued in 2003 the Dairy Queen Breeze. It was the frozen yogurt alternative. Right, but then most people were like, come on, DQ.
It's Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I thought they Dairy took Queen. Multiple women named Brie and then served them as a cold dish.
Yeah, uh-oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. Now we're really official.
No, there is a fire
we
alarm
know
on the 20th floor.
Right.
If you have to exit, you have to use the stairs. We are not being called out of the building yet.
Okay.
So we're fine.
Cool.
Continue on with this fantastic show.
Go away.
What do you know?
We'll be fine.
Thank God. Now we can be happy.
All right. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you. Thank God. Let's crack a beer.
It's nice to know that he'll die with us.
Yes, exactly. We're all just going to die in a big ball of fire.
At Wendy's, do you guys remember the frescata?
Frescata.
Frescata. That sounds like some martial arts.
Like an iced coffee?
You better back up. I know frescata, bitch.
Yeah. It's that Italian kung fu.
Oh, get out of here.
No, it was basically just a deli-style sandwich.
Shouldn't you kick someone with slacks on?
Frescata. Choke them down by the gold chain.
That's it.
You run them over with your Camaro.
Give me that horn. Snap.
Wendy's also canceled this in the late 90s, but they had the Super Bar. It's a salad bar inside the restaurant.
I'd never walked in.
That's stupid.
They
had a baked potato bar for a while, so it makes sense.
But also, I remember a place on the East Coast called Roy Rogers, and they had a salad bar, I want to say, inside. I don't know. I like putting my own stuff on top. I mean, condiment bar is probably the best bar.
I just think salad is stupid in general. So the idea of having a salad bar, equally dumb.
It's just a strange occasion for me where I'm walking in and sitting and eating inside the restaurant. I don't know why it always happens, but whenever it is, I'm like, this is surreal.
Oh, fast food?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm sitting in an Arby's in some town I don't know, going like, I've never sit in a fast food place. This is crazy. Look at all these sauces. This is awesome.
All right, Jack in the Box, man, they had Frings. They were canceled in 1979. It was an onion ring / fry combo.
All right, I would take that.
I agree with this. That might be the best idea on the list, and I think Jack in the Box should bring that back.
Okay.
Right? No? I don't know, man. But I like onion rings and I like french fries.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Why not have frings? Right. Frings for everyone.
Frings.
Frings. Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Pretty sure we're going to be right back. We're going to drink a toast. The shot of the day is coming up. And the return of No S. Sherlock is up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we're going to drink a toast. The shot of the day is moments away, but first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Moving back in with your parents basically ruins their lives.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Sorry to be so harsh, but that's the headline. Firing employees over sex orientation violates federal law.
Well, what do you know about that? No shit, Sherlock!
More than one in four teens are sexting.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No shit, Sherlock!
I bet you that number's low.
Yeah, 25% most people are not admitting to doing that. Yeah. Their phone taken away.
Come on, man. 66% of millennials have nothing saved for retirement.
No shit, Sherlock.
They live at home. Right. They don't have a job. I get that, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we should get on. I'm like, well, a lot of them are struggling.
Put it this way, it's true of every generation at this point in the generation, right? Oldest message in a bottle found on beach.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No shit, Sherlock.
Where else does anyone ever picture fun? If you said I found a message in a bottle, am I going to, like, what beach were you at? I just don't expect you to find it anywhere else. Trump's lawyer says payment to porn star was reported as suspicious by the bank.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
Maybe taxi drivers don't hate progress. Maybe they just don't want to be poor.
No, Sherlock!
Save that one for last. Fewer employers testing for drugs as marijuana legalization spreads.
Well, no, Sherlock!
That's all it's ever for, anyway.
Pumping millions of gallons of fluid into bedrock causes it to shift, resulting in earthquakes.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
Kind of like a fracking thing, huh?
I didn't say, that's got to be fracking, right?
Yeah, oh, God.
But
yeah.
What else do you do that for, right?
Pumping water, that just always sounds bad, too.
Dude, pumping water into
Mother Earth. And don't think
it's
helping with the water supply, either.
No.
I just mean in general. I don't know if I want anything pumped in.
Pumped into your Mother Earth.
Oh.
you watch
giving Mother Earth an enema.
Who are you talking trash to, Captain Planet?
I know. It's now earthquake season.
I don't look an evil villain. Like, I'm going to pump water into your Mother Earth. Netflix is focusing more and more on TV.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they were making movies and stuff too, right?
They were. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my favorite headline. All right. Now, I have a cat. Miles, you have a cat. Mike Hawk has a cat. And I have always. And look, I like my cat. The cat's personal. The cat seems cool. The cat gets along with the kids. But I've always maintained one thing I believe to be true. Here's the headline. Study says cats would kill you if they were bigger.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Completely agree with that.
100% agree. Cats tolerate you because you keep feeding them. They might even like you to a degree, but in the end, like, they always have the reminder that they could kill you any moment, right? Like, so if you F with a cat, they show how fast they are. You know, they grab your hand, kind of give you the fake bite. Not quite a fake bite.
Yeah.
They bite you enough that it hurts a little bit, but they just want to let you know. And I'm telling you, if they were big enough, they would kill your ass in your sleep.
Wasn't that the other thing? They only bring you dead animals. They think you can't get your own food.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's insulting you when he brings that animal in.
You are slow and clumsy. He just wants to let you know. If I'm a little bigger or you're a little smaller, I'll kill your ass.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. All right, a woman, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tuesday Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Miss Ginger Sharp of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe Mike will probably have the story a little bit later in headlines, but she deserves a little special treatment here. Just know this. She's currently on probation stemming from forgery charges. Okay, so she has to get drug tested, and she tested positive for methamphetamine. And she did not say, I didn't do it, it must be a mistake. She said, listen, there is meth in my system, but believe it or not, it's actually medical methamphetamine. And then she produced the bottle that had the note as prescribed by the doctor. It had the fill bottle, it had the label on the front, and it said it contained 5 milligram methamphetamine pills. The problem is, she's on probation for forgery, so they were just a wee bit suspicious. And it turns out, there is no such thing as medical methamphetamine. So now, the probation officer didn't buy it. Now she's facing more forgery charges in addition to the drugs. They also charged her with identity theft because she put her real doctor's name on the pill bottle.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She just added up all this. So now she has another forgery charge. She has identity theft charge, and she has possession of meth charge.
I give her credit for trying.
I like the idea.
There's more effort involved there than most people just carrying around their bags.
But she was high on meth when she
did
this. But think about the one thing she did was she knows she's going to get popped, so she brought the bottle with her, and all you did was bring evidence that you still have drugs on you.
Right. But even in Florida,
I mean, that's the thing. You brought your drugs to the source.
I think if you showed 9 out of 10 people that bottle and said, here's my prescribed meth. Look, my doctor gave it to you. Like, I'll be damned. It must be here you go.
I didn't know they prescribed meth.
Yeah, exactly. What do you know?
Well, it turns out they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're drinking to her. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get to Color 9 on the line for a little profile. This 844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.